This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is perhaps no number in macroeconomics as exalted as 2. 2 as in 2%, the Federal Reserve's long-standing target for inflation. And in fact, Jay Powell said at his press conference yesterday, and I'm only lightly paraphrasing here, we're going to keep raising interest rates and keep them high for as long as it takes to get inflation to 2%. Now, as nobody needs reminding, with inflation as of the most recent consumer price index at 7.1% over the past year, we're a long way from the Fed's target. So why is the central bank hung up on 2%? Why not 3? Why not 5? Marketplace's Matt Levin has some answers.
Economists mostly agree double-digit inflation is really bad and deflation is a symptom of a crashing economy. But 2% specifically? That number doesn't come from some elaborate equation Milton Friedman or Alan Greenspan came up with. It doesn't even come from the U.S.
So starting in 1990, New Zealand moved to becoming the first inflation-targeting country.
Julie Smith is an economist at Lafayette College. New Zealand's central bank basically said, let's go for around 2%. And then the New Zealand economy did really well. So central banks around the world were like, huh, let's do what they did. But correlation is not causation.
The evidence in the empirical literature is somewhat mixed on whether or not having a 2% inflation target will actually lead to greater economic growth.
The Fed announced it was officially targeting 2% in 2012. Former Fed economist Ann Owen says backing off that number now would send exactly the wrong message at exactly the wrong time.
If they keep changing their goals, it's very difficult for people to form consistent inflation expectations.
If Jay Powell came out and said, you know what, we're good with 4%, people would think he was losing the inflation fight, which would only fuel more inflation. But there's an obvious trade-off to get to 2%, says economist Skanda Amarnath with Employ America.
They're willing to risk much larger job losses. We're talking about millions of people here.
Remember, the Fed has a dual mandate, keeping inflation in check and full employment. And those mandates are in conflict. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.